Trick rocking the Hee House at Bogart's tonight, and believe it or not, I didn't get beat up by any of the bouncers, although I did get menaced in the parking lot. Cheap Trick with Tax Man Mr. Thief from their debut LP.
Did you see anything interesting in the concert besides the concert?
Like what?
I don't know, just anything interesting?
No. This is the Chris and Rob Late Night Talk Show. The phone number is 749-1444. And if you're a regular listener of the program, you'll know what that music means. But if you're not, and tonight's the first or second time you've heard the program, well, the Chris and Rob Late Night Talk Show likes to offer a public service to our listeners, which is to help them with their dates this weekend. And if you're thinking about taking that special someone out to a movie, we've got movie reviews, courtesy of our personal Chris and Rob Late Night Talk Show movie critic, Mr. Scott Barlow. Hello, Scott.
What's up, bitch?
Hey, Scott, there's something I want to ask you.
What's that?
Have you seen any good movies lately?
Actually, I have seen a few good ones.
Like what?
Well, you know, before I get into the movie reviews, I know this is a little unorthodox, but I had a poem that I wanted to read.
A poem?
Yeah, well, I mean, you guys have your, you know, your outlet here for your opinions and your points of view. But little Scotty B, you know, he doesn't get to give his opinions and his points of view.
Well, little Scotty B, would you like a little poem music to go along with that poem?
Sure.
Okay, here we go.
Little Scotty B. Okay, Chris finally found the right noun.
Go.
Okay, it's called Ode to My Bank Lady. Pretty white stockings and flower print dress. Smells of fresh honeydew, never a mess. I hand you my check, can't say a word. The thought that you'd love me is simply absurd. Oh, sweet bank lady with rosy red cheeks, supple white breasts I could feast on for weeks. Perhaps the next time I apply for a loan, you would consent to a ride on my bone? No, no, Scotty B, she'll do no such thing. Noble bank lady doesn't care for a fling. She's proud and honest and belongs on a throne. But man, would it rule if she'd ride my bone. There are lots of pretty women to see and to hear. They sell me a record, they serve me a beer. Like the sweet-voiced operator, sounds cute on the phone. But I just can't picture her riding my bone. When I look at you, my heart just goes squish. You made me so crazy, I shaved my bush. Oh, please, pretty bank lady, come away with me. I'll show you how simple and sweet life can be. You'll feed me strawberries, we'll bathe in champagne. You'll ride on my bone till it drives me insane. We'll laugh and we'll sing, we'll cry and we'll moan. We'll play silly games like, hey, you slipped and fell on my bone. So the government's crazed because some sheep's got a clone. What's that got to do with you riding my bone? Like Kenny Loggins said, we'll fly into the danger zone. Where you'll gently sway to and fro on my bone. Oh, cruel black helicopter that swirls overhead, leaving the cattle mutilated and dead. Listen close and remember every word I have said. Take my bank lady and I'll break your freaking head. Thank you.
Well, that was nice, Scotty
B. That was very touching. You are so thankful that there are so many words that rhyme with bone.
Did you like that?
Yeah.
Well, let's get on with the movie reviews there, little Scotty B. What movies have you seen this week that are decent and that people should go and see and take dates to? And what movies should people just get loaded to and go with their friends?
Did you say grown? Fully grown?
Did I see what?
Fully grown.
What's that?
Like, you probably were a cute little girl, but I like you now that you're fully grown, and I'd like you even better if you were.
I didn't think of that one.
Yeah, you can add that one. There's a little of both.
Well, come on. Let's get on with the business at hand here. We ain't got all night.
What about quotes? You going to get quotes from this guy, too?
He's we'll get have some a movie quotes quote. In a minute. We'll get some quotes in a minute. Hit us with the movie reviews there, Bonehead.
All right. I saw, let's see. I saw Men in Black, or as I like to call it, M.I.B. It was all right. You know, it's not as great as everyone says, but it's kind of cute, you know.
Isn't it like a Ghostbusters for the 90s with aliens instead of ghosts?
Yeah, except it's not, you know, you don't have the wackiness and the zany humor of Dan Aykroyd. But Tommy Lee Jones is always good, and Will Smith does his wacky Will Smith thing. It's all right, you know, it's not much, but it's worth seeing. Let's see here.
Did you see Contact with Jodie Foster?
Yes, I did.
Would you let her ride your bone?
Oh, she could ride my bone any day of the week, my friend. She could ride my bone on a month of Sundays, baby. She could ride my bone till Jesus came to town. Let me tell you that right now.
Well, let's not bring God into it. What'd you think of the movie Contact? Was Carl Sagan right on the money?
Actually, I was very disappointed in the film. I thought it had a great first half, and then it just putzed out.
What about the first 3 minutes? Was that a camera angle you've never seen before?
That was the best part of the movie. I mean, the first 3 minutes, I thought, wow, this is going to be something. This is a 2001 for the 90s.
They kind of took the planet Earth and then zipped out really far away.
Yeah, well, you can't really describe it. You got to see it, although I'd wait for video because the movie blows.
Okay. But you should get a big screen TV for that first 3 minutes, right?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, it's the first half's worth seeing. It's worth $1.50, you know, or a rental. It's not bad.
And what would you do to make the film better?
Well, I mean, you know, it's like Hollywood's version of the thinking man's movie.
Wasn't
it
a little preachy, too?
Well, they raise a lot of questions, and then they answer all the questions without offending anyone, without taking a stance on anything. It pretends to be a real deep movie, but actually it's just paper thin.
That was Carl Sagan's whole life. Would the movie have been better if, say, for example, Jodie Foster, say, held in her hand, I don't know, let's just say, oh, for example, a large caliber handgun.
Let's
just say that, oh, for example, there was an accident, and for example, let's just say that she accidentally shoved that handgun into somebody's mouth and pulled the trigger, and you can see the bits of brain and skull and hair matted to the back of a wall. Would the movie then have been better?
I'll tell you what. If when she's like traveling into outer space in the pod, if she suddenly would have turned around and there's like De Niro sitting there and he's got some brass knuckles on, right, and just pounds her one in the face, that would have been 4 stars right there.
Okay, please continue.
Hey, Scott, little Scotty B, since one of our topics tonight is famous quotes, I'm going to hit you with a famous quote here, and we're going to keep going. I got a
whole... Wait. This isn't that crazy Zappa quote about the dental floss, is it?
No, this has nothing to do with Frank
Don't
Zappa.
Don't say that again, dude, because I won't be able to stop laughing.
All right, so listen up. I am at two with nature. Don't got it yet?
Oh, wait, that was Peter North, wasn't it?
No, I'll give you another one. When I was a little child, I was breastfed from falsies.
Let's see, that was Woody Allen.
Yeah, you got it. I got a whole list of these Woody Allen quotes. You would love to read some of these. To you, I'm an atheist. To God, I'm the loyal opposition.
That was Sinatra, I believe.
No, that was Woody Allen.
Okay.
Sex without love is an empty experience, but as empty experiences go, it's one of the best.
I don't know. That was Zappa, wasn't it?
No, that was Woody Allen.
Okay.
I'm not the heroic type. I was beaten up by Quakers.
Are we going to go on with this?
Yeah, go on. You seen any other good movies lately?
Let's see here. I saw Yuli's Gold.
Is that an old person's movie?
No, it's actually very good, despite Peter Fonda's presence. It's pretty good.
What do you mean, despite
Peter
Fonda?
Yeah, what's wrong with Peter Fonda? He's a nice guy.
Well, but he's a big bore. He's so boring, but it works in this movie. His boringness works somehow.
But he made that movie where he got the hell beat out of him at the end of it and even killed.
What's that?
That should have made him cool. Easy Rider.
Oh, God. Easy Rider. Oh, don't start on Easy Rider.
Yeah, he got killed at the end. That was cool.
But you didn't get to see his brains get blown out of the back of his head. You just saw this brief shot.
Yeah, you're right. That was disappointing.
Hey, Scott, the midnight movie at the movies downtown this weekend is Suburbia, from the director of Dazed and Confused and Slacker, by the name of Richard Linklater. Is Suburbia a good midnight movie?
Definitely. I like the
movie. I mean, when I think of midnight movies, I think, you know, Pink Floyd, The Wall, maybe Monty Python, maybe Led Zeppelin, Rockin' the Hee House. Would Suburbia make a good midnight movie?
Yeah, well, I mean, since most midnight movies are ridiculously stupid, like the Rocky Horror Picture Show, it's about time they got a quality film down there at the midnight movie.
Listen, they're also showing John Waters' Pink Flamingos down at the movies this week. Why would anyone go see that?
I have no idea. John Waters is an incredibly overrated director who's only made a good movie very recently with Serial Mom.
Why do you like Serial Mom?
Because it was funny.
But Pink Flamingos wasn't? The lady had a piece of meat between her legs.
Pink Flamingos, the only reason that movie is popular at all is because it's repulsive. It's so repulsive, it's one of the most repulsive movies you can ever see.
That pushed the envelope, man.
Exactly. People call it brave and shocking and all that, but actually it's just a really badly made movie. The sound is terrible, half of it's out of focus, but it's really gross. You see people take a dump and then eat it and G.G. Allen stuff. So
oh
people
boy.
Say, wow, that's shocking, that's great, John Waters is cool. But actually it's just disgusting garbage.
But nobody got shot in the head and the brain and the skull went flying on the back.
Well, if they could have afforded it, they would have done it, and then it would have been a better movie, but they were on a tight budget.
So it's completely unlike Quentin Tarantino, who just, like, shows brains flying around and people talking dirty the whole movie, and people say that shot.
What was in the suitcase, anyway?
What?
Who cares? I could not care less about what's in that stupid suitcase and that stupid... What's the name of that movie? Pulp Fiction. Talk about your overrated crap. All right, continue, though.
Let's see here. I saw Female Perversions. That sucked. I saw The Van. It was all right. It's an Irish movie. It's okay, but you can't tell what they're saying half the time. I saw Dream with the Fishes. It's okay. It's got a really cool acid sequence in the middle, dude. It'll, like, really trip you out. I saw A Chef in Love. It's another one of these foreign food movies where they talk about food and passion and sex.
Well, there was a good foreign food movie not too long ago about two Italian guys that started their own restaurant, and Louis Primo was supposed to come and play.
That was called Big Night, and for your information, that wasn't a foreign film. That was an American film
by
Americans.
It played in the kind of theater that foreign films play in frequently.
So?
Did you like Big Night?
I thought that was an outstanding movie. It was the only good food movie I've seen.
What about Eating Raoul?
What?
Wasn't Eating Raoul a good food movie?
That wasn't a food movie.
Mm.
Yep. About a guy who kills people and eats them.
That was a very funny movie.
I barely remember it. I saw it when I was a young
man. Are there any other movies you need to touch on, Scott, or should we move on?
Hold on. I saw Nothing to Lose tonight with Martin Lawrence and Tim Robbins.
Is that any good?
It's a surprisingly good comedy. I enjoyed it very much.
It looks like it might be too formula.
Well, it's very rare today that you see a comedy... that's any good. I mean, comedy is by far the genre with the most crap in it, because people just can't.
Now, this Tim Robbins movie, who else is in it again?
Martin Lawrence.
Martin Lawrence. Is that a good date flick, or is that a get drunk with your friends kind of flick?
It could be either one.
Now, what about this Harrison Ford Air Force One kind of situation?
Hey, man, I can't wait. When he says that quote in the preview, man,
you haven't seen it yet?
Get off my plane, man. Dude, it just sends goosebumps up my back, baby.
Are you being sarcastic?
Yeah, well,
how can you be sarcastic? You paid for Con Air.
Yeah, and I hated it.
Okay.
It was a turd.
You got any more, Scott, or should we cut you loose?
I saw Notes from Underground down at the movies. That's pretty good.
What's that all about?
It's about a guy who, it's based on a Dostoevsky short novel, but it's updated to present day, and the guy's a recluse, and he does all this stuff. It's pretty good. You should go see it.
Okay.
I got video pics here, and then I also have a quote, and I have a recommendation for Rob's Vacation.
All right, please.
Well, hit it.
My video pick this month is All About Eve with Bette Davis and Meredith Baxter. It's an old flick, very good quality film. And I also want to recommend Edward Penis Hands, which is
Let's move on.
It's a takeoff on
what
Edward
else?
Scissorhands. And you know how Johnny Depp had,
I thought,
like,
you said you had a quote for us.
But in this one, the guy has...
Hey, we're going to have to cut you loose. All right, we got it.
Okay. And let's see, my quote.
Yeah, one of the things we're doing, in case you just tuned in, one of the things we're doing on tonight's Chris and Rob Late Night Talk Show program is we're sharing quotes with one another, quotes that have inspired, quotes that have entertained and amused. Anything that you think is worth telling the world about, we want to hear your favorite quote. Even if it's a quote from your grandpa, we want to hear about it. Scott?
My quote is, turn around, baby, I'm going to wax that ass. That was Randy West.
All right. Is that it? Or you can tell your the other topic we have tonight is Rob's got this heavy date this weekend that he wants. He's got a date Friday night. He's trying to turn it into a weekend.
I need to interject something here.
Is this a date you have for Friday night?
I have to turn
it into a weekend date.
I have to say something here. Scott had to go get that quote. He couldn't just pull that off the top of his head. He had to go find where he had
that written
down.
It's on the internet. It's on the internet, dude.
Okay. Yeah, I do research, pal.
Okay, great.
That's right. That was on the internet, I'm sure.
No, what I'm looking for is I'm going to go pick up a broad tomorrow or Thursday, and I want to be able to tell him what I want to do with him all weekend long.
All right, well, I got it.
Okay.
There's this place off the strip in Vegas, right?
How am I going to get there? This is a weekend,
it's
dude.
It's way off the strip, right? It's called Cheech's Bubble Factory.
Okay.
And for $100, you and your significant other can get into a tub of either coconut oil or Milwaukee's Best, and they get two hot, with a capital hot, babes to get in the tub with you and wash you and your significant other. And if your significant other happens to be, you know, someone who, you know, plays on the other team as well, then, you know, they can get into a little bit of that stuff. You know what I'm saying? And there's the guy who runs it is named Cheech Mazuka. He's a good friend of mine, and if you just say Little Scotty B sent you, he might throw you, you know, $25 off, something like that.
This has been another edition of our movie review segment of the program. I'm stuttering because I'm in shock.
On as far as Canada goes, any country that can spit forth a hard rockin' dynamo like Bryan Adams is okay with me, baby.
This has been our movie review segment of the Chris and Rob Late Night Talk Show with Little Scotty B, Scott Barlow, our movie critic. I'm sure he'll be back next week or the week after to tell us about some more good movies that he's seen lately.
Later, bitches.
Later.
He's getting very cocky.
A little
too
much.
Have you noticed that?
I think we got to put him in his place. This is the Chris and Rob Late Night Talk Show, and phone lines are now open at 749-1444. You know what we're talking about. Just give us a call.